Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Katie Anzalone, Joel Jordan, and Blanche Betts. And today we're talking about the SOS Pets fundraiser called Doge. Did I get that right that time?
It's Doge.
Doge,
but you were
like
really
Vogue.
Close.
I'm close.
Yeah, you were close.
It's hard to say. It's not a word that comes off the tongue very easily.
That's right.
So it's like Vogue, because it's kind of about voguing a little bit, but it's about dogs and pets, too.
Right.
Katie, tell us about this event that's coming up on October the 20th. What's going on?
So Doge is essentially a fashion show that ties dancing with live music, and all of this that we're doing goes to benefit the SOS Save Our Shelter Pets to help raise money to build a new animal shelter here.
Blanche Betts is with us. Blanche, you're a board member at SOS Pets of Ouachita. Our animal shelter, I mean, they're doing what they can do out there. Nice folks. They work hard. Our animal shelter is a little depressing.
Well, it was built in 1953 or in the 50s. Upkeep on it. What do you expect being that old? So Joan Cooper Hampton pulled a group of us together like January of last year to raise private funds to fund and build a new shelter. So that way there's no taxes on any of our residents. And thanks to people like Katie and the Parlor House, we have it's been awesome. We're at, I think, about $260,000 towards our goal.
So you guys are trying to build. Right now, if you've never been to the animal shelter, the animals are basically in little cyclone fence cages outside. You guys are trying to get some indoor space, and, you know, wintertime's coming pretty soon, and there's some cold dogs and cats out there.
Well, and that's very true. I encourage anyone who questions the need for a new animal shelter to go to our current shelter. They have very limited space inside and outside. To your point, yes, they're inside the fences and in these kennels. And I take it as an honor and also a learning experience that I was out there last year right before Thanksgiving. And those shelter workers are putting down blankets. They're using heat lamps, doing everything they can to ensure, you know, that the dogs are kept warm. They're kept safe. So what SOS Pets, what our plans are, is to have more inside space. Also, our cat house at the current shelter is really confined. So what we want to do with that is build something where everybody knows cats like to be stimulated, so we can actually have windows so they can see outside. All of the plans are there. They can go visit our website and they can see the drawings. To also have more interaction with the puppies and dogs and cats. Sometimes there are horses and pigs to have interaction with shelter visitors.
Katie, what got Katie Anzalone's with us? What got you involved in this project?
I've always had a very soft spot for animals, and I've done some fostering and things like that, and then kind of noticing that there was such a need for that and trying to figure out a way that, like, I could kind of use my platform with my business to give back, and then also just having this, like, love of, like, fashion and hair and music and dancing. And I was like, well, we could just do something really cool and raise some money and help out, you know, the animals. And there's such a need for it. And so really it's just like a win-win all the way around. It's a really amazing event that's so different than anything that people have seen here before. And it's so needed. So
it's a fashion show, but it really is a show. It's not just some people walking up down a runway.
Right. So last year we had Amelia Haynes, who is our choreographer. She's back this year. She's danced with Linda Lavender forever. She's super talented. So she has choreographed some amazing dance numbers with dancers from basically all over the state. And so it's that. And then we have Astro Motel coming and playing live for the show. And then mixing that in with having an actual runway with, like, crazy hair, crazy makeup.
Speaking of crazy hair, Joel Jordan is here with us. Joel, your band Astro Motel is going to be playing. Let me ask you, it's got to be a little different. I mean, this is not your normal crowd at a bar somewhere. You've got a runway full of guys and gals. And how does that work with you guys playing live? Is it just a different kind of feel?
Well, last year was my first experience with this, and we were actually one of the bands that played last year. And when I showed up for sound check and everything, it was definitely like unlike anything that I'd seen in Monroe before. But it's definitely different from our normal crowd. But we like that, you know. We like. That's kind of like what we do is put on a show too, you know, and so like it was pretty rock and roll what Katie and everybody had going on last year and you know already. And so it was exciting for us to get to use what we do to help out too and also like entertain a different crowd and a big one at that.
Let's talk about this. Katie, you've got a different venue for this than most people would expect. You are in a building on Walnut Street. Tell me.
Yes. Yeah, so Jason Thomas has been so kind to let us use his space. It's the Chef Hans building at 310 Walnut. It's directly across the street from the Children's Museum. It's basically just a big, open, huge warehouse, and we're so excited to have that much space because we were able to amp everything up this year. And so, yeah, it's a really great space, and we have tons of room to play with.
You can get – last year you told me you had about 400 folks or so there. You may sell out pretty quick on this, so tell me, how do folks get involved and find out about tickets?
They can get on Facebook and find the Dogue event page, and the Eventbrite link is there to purchase tickets online. Or they can also drop by the Parlor House and purchase physical tickets that way.
So it's Dogue, just like Vogue, but with a D. Right. I screwed it up, and I even practiced, folks. It is coming up October 20th. And Blanche, for folks to find out more, you've got a website that tells them where to get involved.
Right, SOSPetsOfWashita.org. And on our website, we also have the link so you can get your Dogue tickets.
All right, the event October 20th. Tickets begin at $25, VIP tables for $250, and there are some $35 runway seats. You can find out more at KEDM.org.